The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Pastors and ministry leaders, those of you listening right now, pay special attention. I have a very special guest, and I was trying to think on the break if Chris, you've ever been on the program before. Chris Gould is the Senior Vice President of National Program Development and Ministry Relations for the Salem Media Network. And Chris is on the phone, and we're going to talk a little bit about something that's really unprecedented that we're doing for pastors. Chris, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Frank. Great to be on with you.
It's good to hear your voice. Have you ever been on as a guest?
I don't think so, Frank. No, I don't think I have. So go easy on me, will you?
My thought was, why have you never been on as a guest? I mean, my goodness, I'm grateful to take a few moments with you and talk about our pastors and church and ministry leaders. We have historically at Salem done what is called the Pastor Appreciation Breakfast. Talk a little bit about that. And now what we are doing to honor our pastors, especially in the month of October.
Sure. Yeah, I think we've been doing these pastor events, whether it's a breakfast or a lunch, or some markets do dinners. I mean, we've done all kinds of crazy things. We've done Go Faster with Pastors on the drag strip in Denver. I think we've done Pastors Masters on the golf course at various places. So all the markets are very creative in trying to serve the local pastor and say thank you for leading the local church. We believe that Jesus is going to build his church. He said, I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And he's going to do that through the local church. So our job is to support the local church. And so as we've done that over the years, it's just fantastic. It's, you know, there's fellowship, there's a good meal. There's always phenomenal preachers that come. We always try to bring an actual pastor to the pulpit so that when pastors are in the audience, you know, they get a message from someone who knows exactly what they're going through. And it's always been just a blessing, corporate worship together. It's just really been a huge blessing. It's probably the biggest events that we do everywhere in the country are these pastor events. So needless to say, this year, due to the pandemic, you know, meeting in person is just not possible. So we came up with this idea, you know, where most markets can bring maybe one or two really high-profile keynote speakers in for an event. Why don't we get 10 phenomenal pastors and just release the content every week in the month of October. So last Thursday, the very first virtual Pastors Appreciation episode was released. It features John MacArthur from Grace right there down the street from where your studios are. And he's been pastoring the church there since 1969, believe it or not. And then Tony Evans, he's also on the same episode. So if you're a pastor right now listening, you could go to kkla.com, register, and you could see this episode right now. You could watch it tonight. You could watch it while you're working out later. You could watch it whenever you want. But this Thursday, we've got another episode coming, and that's going to feature Alistair Begg and Paul Canning. So all that to say, Frank, we're really excited about bringing great content to the pastor, to the ministry leader, so that they'll be encouraged and equipped and edified to stay in the work of building and expanding the kingdom.
Mm. Now, obviously, Chris said go to kkla.com. He did mention the word register. You do need to register for this free event. Is that correct?
That's right. It's a free event, but you do need to register, and it takes about 30 seconds to do that.
Okay. So not only will you get some of the preaching from the world's most anointed pastors, also worship is included and prayer. I know last week you had Matthew West, and you made mention of what's to come this Thursday.
Yeah.
I think the question of questions that comes up, and it's more of it's not a pat on the back, but I think it's a moment of gratefulness for our company and for what Salem is doing. Just the idea of a commitment to serving the church and the pastors to come up with something like this virtual pastor appreciation event is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. Thanks for noticing that. Yeah, well, you remember, we had a guy who worked for our company for over 20 years. He was a local pastor, and then he came to work at Salem. His name was Ron Walters. So he's stepped out of his role, but he was the leader of this effort for many, many years, I think over two decades. And we now, you know, this is the first year since Ron has left Salem, and we get hit with this pandemic. We can't hold any pastor events anywhere in the country. You know, we're thinking, oh my gosh, is this, you know, is this the end of this, you know, effort to reach and encourage and thank, you know, the pastors that preach to a dying world? I mean, these are the greatest heroes on the face of the planet. And so when we came up with this idea to do it virtually, it just really felt good. And I'm really pleased at the quality of the content. I mean, Frank, if you haven't watched it, I mean, you will be cheering, you'll be weeping, you'll be raising your hands. Mandisa is going to be leading you. Matthew West, you got Stephen Curtis Chapman's in there, and Michael W. Smith, and Natalie Grant, anybody you can think of from a worship music point of view. But then the pastors are incredible. These are all local pastors, but they're amazing. Alistair Begg and Chuck Swindoll, and we already mentioned John MacArthur, Tony Evans, Brian Chappell, Robert Jeffress. These, to get all of these pastors together was quite a feat. And they said, yes, we want to be part of this because we are with you in this mission to bless and encourage pastors.
Our guest is Senior Vice President of National Programming Development and Ministry Relations for Salem Media, Chris Gould. And we're talking about how we here at Salem want to bless you in ministry. And those of you that are behind the pulpit and maybe in decision-making with the church, whether you're open or not, or praying about how to move forward in this really kind of crazy time. You made mention of something, Chris, I'd love to know, and maybe there's something there, maybe there's not. So when the reality hit of, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We can't do pastor appreciation events anymore like we did. How did the idea of doing a virtual pastor appreciation event come up, or just the amount of man hours it takes to put all of this together? I mean, this is an arduous task.
Well, thanks for asking that question. So we hold quarterly calls with all our local ministry directors. So in every market we're in 32 markets. And so just like we're here in Los Angeles, we're in San Francisco and San Diego and Dallas and Houston and Atlanta, New York, Chicago, all the major cities. So we were on a call in, I think it was March. I think it was right before or maybe even close to the week that California was shut down. So I think, what was that? It was like March 13th or 17th or something like that.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, there you go. So, and so I was on a call. I had a whole agenda of things I wanted to talk to these folks about. And somebody brought it up and just said, look, if we're not able to hold pastor events, what are we going to do? Maybe we could do something like a virtual pastor appreciation event. And when he said that, he's from San Antonio, great guy. And I just pushed my whole agenda off the desk, and I just said, we got to talk about that. That's a phenomenal idea. So the idea came to us from within the ranks, of our company. And then we just started, you know, had a variety of calls, and then, you know, the calls went out to all the ministries, all the speakers, and we got 100% of the people who we wanted to speak said they would speak.
Wow.
And record custom messages just for this event. Wow. So it's really a testimony to our partnership with ministries, as you know, Frank. Yeah, we got a lot of great ministries on KKLA, and you know, we want to help edify and equip our whole community, the whole Southland area and beyond, and so do they. So we work together, and it's just been a great story of it all coming together, and it's been just a joy to be involved with it.
This is every Thursday, a new virtual Pastors Appreciation event will be available at KKLA.com. As Chris said, last Thursday was the first one, but this is throughout the entire month of October, four more to come. You do need to go to KKLA.com and register. It is a free event. As Chris said, if you go there now, you can see what transpired last Thursday. And Chris mentioned what is to come this Thursday. I think the question that I want to ask you is something that I learned, and I never really thought about it. And it was actually our evening pastor, Steve Wilburn, from Core Church. He's on KKLA 7 days a week. One time we were talking about the pastor appreciation event, and he said something to me that really took me aback. And he said, I really want to go, but I know many pastors just have the sense of being overwhelmed. I don't have the time, or... oh, to do something good for myself like that. Oh, I've got all these other things. I've got to pastor my flock, if you will.
Yeah.
And yet this event, possibly even more pastors can be reached when you talk about this idea of just logging in and seeing the digital content.
Yeah.
And yet, I guess I'll say it more directly. Any pastors, ministry leaders, church leaders listening right now, really no excuse. I mean... I'm sure you're praying about opening church or doing a whole array of things, but to log in and watch this virtual appreciation event is a phenomenal opportunity to get fed with the word and everything else.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly, Frank. Well, you know, I ran our stations in Tampa for many years before I came here to Southern California, and it was always quite a challenge to get the larger churches, the pastors of the larger churches, to come and attend the event because they were, quote, just much too busy for that, you know, close quote. And I think they meant it, you know, with respect, but, you know, I mean, they're just, you know, it's a big church and, you know, I just don't have the time. But the truth is you're going to be encouraged and equipped and edified by some of the largest church pastors in America. They're taking the time to speak to you and encourage you and impart to you things they've learned. It is so encouraging to hear that. And Frank, even in addition to that, let me just give you a couple of little secrets about the content we've assembled.
Please.
Again, you've got, you know, you've got John MacArthur and Tony Evans, so they're the kind of the big messages that make up this first episode. And Matthew West is the CCM artist. In addition to that, we have prayers from all over the country from pastors who are praying for one another, lifting each other up, edifying one another, sharing messages about the unity of the church. You know, one of the messages in episode one, one of the messages is from a pastor from Bloomington, Minnesota. He's about 20 minutes north of where George Floyd died. And, you know, in that community, they've been meeting as a pastoral community and praying for years for racial reconciliation. And he prays over this event. And there's another example of a pastor from Columbus who ends up praying on behalf of his community there in Columbus. Turns out his brother's a pastor in Tennessee. And to see the way the Lord connects all of this it's really a beautiful thing. And until you view it, you won't be able to appreciate it. But the good news is you can view it for free simply by registering there on the KKLA website.
And let me say, as you have so articulated, we really care about all the churches, all the ministry leaders, all the pastors, and we want to encourage you in a really unprecedented time with COVID-19 and what's been going on month in, month out. And I can think of virtually, no pun intended, virtually no better medium yep. than to watch the virtual pastor appreciation event. And it's just interesting. We worship a great God and what he can do and how we are promised through Romans 8:28. He will work it all for the greater good for those that love him. But
amen.
I'm just grateful to be a part of this company, to have you on and to talk about this amazing event. And we hope and pray sometime we'll get back to the usual pastor appreciation events. But my goodness, this one, as you've said, nation's leading pastors, worship leaders, this is a phenomenal event. Mm-hmm. 5 weeks that we put together here at Salem. My goodness gracious, it's amazing.
Yeah. Thanks. Hey, Frank, when you think about it, we've already just, again, the first episode just hit on Thursday. So what's today's Tuesday? So, 4 or 5 days already, thousands of pastors all over the country have already watched this. And I mean, I don't know how the Lord's going to use it. The numbers are the numbers, but what's really encouraging is that people can watch it at the convenience of their own schedule. Just register for free and then watch it when you can, Pastor. Watch it by yourself. Watch it with your wife. Watch it with your family. I mean, this is going to be a blessing to you. I can assure you of that. And let me just say this about pastors, because, even if you're a Bible teacher, you're kind of a pastor of that small group. Mm-hmm. If you're a ministry leader or you're an associate pastor, I mean, if you're involved in ministry and serving people in any way, this is for you. But on the particulars of being a pastor, I mean, being called to be a pastor, let me say this to the pastors out there. We know that God called you to be a pastor. No one else heard that call, but you did. And you answered that call, and you want to be found faithful on that call. And so, as much as you're involved in, your own character and developing your own prayer life and helping to teach others about prayer and studying the Word and involved in families and preaching and everything that you're involved with as a pastor, at Salem, we believe the Christian pastor holds the greatest office of human responsibility in all creation.
Amen.
That's how we honor pastors, and that's the way we think about it. And so we lift you up, and Pastor, we salute you for leading the local church. Carry on with your work and keep going strong, because the Lord's coming back, and he's going to redeem his church, and thank God for you leading the local church, that it'll be ready when he returns.
Our weekly virtual pastor appreciation event is up every Thursday at kkla.com. The first began last Thursday, October the 1st. You can still see that event as well. This Thursday, a new one. Throughout the entire month of October, there will be 5 virtual pastor appreciation events at kkla.com. Go to our website. You'll see the banner. Click on and register. And we want to bless you and encourage you and equip you and thank you for all that you do for God's kingdom, both here in Los Angeles and throughout the world, for that matter. And Chris Gould is the Senior Vice President of National Program Development and Ministry Relations. I have 2 closing thoughts with you. Number one, I'm really probably speaking out of line. I took last week off.
That's not unusual, Frank. I listen to you all the time, so just continue.
Well, thank you. And I was thinking, I just took a week off. Man, you should come in and sit in and host the show. Chris, I mean...
Hey, I'd love to do that. If Terry would call me and ask me to do that, you know, I mean, he's got a lot of important people. You know, I love it when Dudley's in there and Dudley's filling in or Albert Tate. Or you guys have so many amazing local pastors that you have relationships with. And even my own pastor, Sean Thornton, I'd put him before me for sure.
Well, no, at the very least, you're on now a readily accessible list of potential guests to have on, because I really enjoyed our time together, Chris. And my goodness, we just want to honor the pastors and say, we've got you. We're praying for you.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, Salem can't be the church. I mean, look, we don't, neither do we want to be. We don't want to be the local church. I mean, but we do want to support and undergird and, you know, kind of be like the arms, you know, Aaron and Hur, you know, holding up the arms of Moses, right? So that's what we want to do. We want to hold your arms up, Pastor. We want to come alongside and support you in the work you're doing, you know, because, you know, people who go to church on Sunday or watch you on Sunday, there's a lot of time from Sunday to Sunday, and we keep them company and help teach the word in the middle of the week, and that's the way we come alongside your people. And so let us do it. Register for free. Be part of this thing, and I promise you will be blessed.
Yeah, amen. Chris, God bless you. Thank you. It was an honor and a blessing, and maybe we'll have you in studio sometime very soon. What do you think?
All right. I'd be happy to do it, Frank. Now, look, that's the third time you've invited me. So, I mean, let's just get it on the calendar.
All right,
okay, brother?
I'd like that. All right.
Okay. Take care, Frank.
Thank you, Chris. You
Thanks,
as
brother.
Well.
Yeah, take
thank
care.
You. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.